This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government's biggest focus in policy is empowering the youth. Addressing Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the world looks at India with hope and expectations because of the power of the youth. He stressed that all policies, whether for the startup ecosystem, space economy, sports, manufacturing industry, skill development or internship schemes, are youth-centric and aimed at benefiting young people. The Prime Minister remarked that today, from startups to science, sports to entrepreneurship, youth power is driving new revolutions. The Prime Minister said the magnitude of the country's democracy embodies the teachings of the gurus, the sacrifice of the Sahibzadas and the mantra of national unity. He stressed that the life of Sahibzadas teaches people not to compromise on the integrity and ideals of the nation. Mr. Modi highlighted that the Sahibzadas chose to sacrifice their lives but never wavered from the path of faith. The Prime Minister emphasized that Veer Bal Divas teaches us that nothing is greater than the nation and national interest. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 today held meetings with the Principal Secretaries and Revenue Secretaries of the Department of Minority Affairs of Karnataka, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. Talking to media after the meeting in Delhi, Chairperson of the Committee, Jagdambika Pal, said that during the meeting, the committee tried to know about the registered and unregistered properties and the status of the Waqf properties in these states. Mr. Pal said the panel will call other organizations and state government officials and will go on tours to West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 aims to bring significant reforms including digitization of records, stricter audits, increased transparency and legal mechanisms to reclaim illegally occupied Waqf properties. The bill is aimed at reforming the management and regulation of Waqf properties across the country. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has been admitted to Emergency Department of AIIMS, Delhi. The National Human Rights Commission has taken sumo to cognizance of the reported increase in suicides among tribal people settled in the outskirts of Thiruvananthapuram district in Kerala, with about 23 deaths reported in 2024 itself. The commission has issued notices to the Chief Secretary and Director General of Police of Kerala, calling for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. As per reports, around 138 suicides occurred mostly in Perinmala Panchayat in the district between 2011 and 2022. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today shared that the Waves OTT app has crossed over 1 million downloads in a month. In a series of posts on social media, Mr. Vaishnav said this milestone reflects India's unbreakable bond with its cultural roots. He highlighted that India's OTT platform by Prasar Bharati brings a wave of nostalgia with epic shows like Ramayana and Mahabharata while also embracing new-age content. He added that it has entertainment for every generation, from timeless shows to tech-savvy features. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and hailstorm over northwest and central India for the next 2 days. The IMD has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms, gusty winds and lightning at many places over East Rajasthan, Punjab, East Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Marathwada, West Rajasthan and the Gujarat region tomorrow. Assam and Meghalaya can experience dense fog in the night and morning hours tomorrow. The weather office further informed that cold day conditions is very likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. According to the IMD, there will be no significant change in the minimum temperatures over East and Central India during the next 3 days. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the fourth test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne today. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams have won one match each in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.